Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this week's program, we're going to take a look ahead to one of the farm shows that's coming up, and boy, it's that season, and the weather has cooperated with some and not so much with others. Having just been in Atlanta for Ag Connect Expo, it was an experience, but we survived that. But we're going to look ahead because for the first time, Zimcom New Media is partnering with the Western Farm Show, and I'm speaking in the program this week with Jeff Flora. He's CEO with the Southwestern Association, and that's the organizational structure that I understand it, runs the show, right, Jeff?
That's right, Chuck. The Southwestern Association is a retail trade association. Our members are farm equipment dealers, construction equipment, lawn and garden dealers, and as well as hardware stores and home centers. We operate in eight states in the Midwest and the Southwest. The Farm Show is one of our premier events that the association owns and manages, and really is a neat deal for us because all of the exhibitors and suppliers that participate in the Farm Show are also selling products and work with our members. So it's a nice tie-in for the association, for our members, and certainly for the attendees and the exhibitors.
Well, before we talk about the show, why don't you give me a little bit more information about the association? I mean, this is obviously a part of what you do, but what are some of the other things that you do on behalf of your members?
We've got about 750 members, Chuck, and again, those members are located in the Midwest and the Southwest part of the United States. We've actually been in existence since 1889. We're the oldest trade association representing equipment dealers in North America, and probably, I would guess, maybe even in the world. But I've been with the association since 1976. Again, the Western Farm Show, we're celebrating our 50th year this year, and it's again, our premier event, and ties us with our members, suppliers, and manufacturers, as well as to our members and the attendees about as well as anything we do at the association. We also, I tell everyone that really what associations, trade associations, are all about is kind of three different areas: communication, legislation, and education. And so one of the things that we do is we're monitoring legislation in all the states that our members operate in, just to make sure that the members are staying ahead of what the rules and regulations are, and if there's any legislation that would negatively impact our members, that we can lobby against that legislation or work for legislation that would be positive for our members. On the communication side of things, we're just constantly working with our members to keep them informed on, a lot of times, some of those legislative information that they need to know about, but also lots of regulatory issues regarding truck driver regulations, OSHA, EPA requirements, human resource issues, and those kinds of things. And then lastly, we're tied in with our members very closely on a lot of educational seminars, workshops, webinars, and those kinds of things to help our members, again, and their employees to stay ahead of the game and informed and make sure that they're in compliance regarding all the rules and regulations and laws that they have to adhere to. So that basically, that's what we're all about at the association. Again, founded in 1889. We've got a staff of 18 people. We're headquartered in Kansas City where the Farm Show is held, and it's been a good ride, and I think most of our members, most of all of the equipment dealers in our geographic area are members of the association, and again, we work very closely with those members and with their suppliers to promote agriculture, particularly as it relates to the Farm Show, promote agriculture and make sure that our dealers, I tell everybody, make sure our dealers stay out of trouble and hopefully are as profitable and successful as possible.
Well, we certainly hope they are and will be this year, as we are just kind of kicking it all off, and all signs seem to look pretty good. I heard from where I've been out and about, heard nothing but kind of positive mood and comments being made. Well, looking ahead to this year's show, like you said, it's the 50th, so that's a real milestone right there. What can you tell us about this upcoming show and what people are going to find when they come to where I believe it's going to be held there at the American Royal Complex?
Right. Yep. Show dates are, it's always the last full weekend in February. We always have our show then. And so that's the 25th, 26th, and 27th of February this year. And it is held at the American Royal Complex. There's about 450,000 square feet under one roof. Really, there are three buildings that are all connected that make up the American Royal Complex. And then this year, we're also utilizing Kemper Arena, which is just across the street from the American Royal Complex, actually part of the American Royal Complex, but Kemper Arena, we're utilizing it on Friday and Saturday night for the first ever Western Farm Show Championship tractor pull. So the tractor pull is going to be, we think that'll be a big draw. I've got a lot of people in the Midwest that are expressing interest in the show. And so we're excited about partnering with Outlaw, with the Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pulling Association, who are sponsoring the tractor pull. I think the other thing this year, Chuck, that we're really working on and have worked on hard for the past few shows is to create some educational opportunities for the attendees with some seminars and workshops that will take place during the show. Ken Dean, our farm show manager, is working hard on putting those seminars together, but we think that we'll have a lot of seminars and programs that will be of interest to the attendees, ranging from some product demonstrations and more information about product, precision agriculture, some legislative issues that are facing farmers and producers, particularly in Missouri and Kansas. So we've got a wide range of seminars. And then our farm shows, and one of the members, founding members of the North American Farm Show Council, and that's a group of farm shows located all across North America, and as a result of that relationship that we have with the Farm Show Council, a lot of the suppliers and manufacturers utilize our show. This will be the first major farm show in the Midwest in 2011. So a lot of the manufacturers and suppliers use this show as the first time to introduce new models and some of the new innovations. So it's always exciting for me to go to the show and see the over 500 exhibitors and see what's new, because again, a lot of times it'll be the first time folks have had an opportunity to see some of those new products, particularly here in the Midwest.
Can you give us an idea of like how many people come through a show like this? I know people always want to know numbers, but you know, just approximately, it seems like you're in a great location geographically to draw from a real wide area of interest.
Yeah, we've traditionally we get around 30,000 people over the 3 days, and obviously weather. Last year we had unfortunately a couple of bad days. The show runs 3 days, 9 to 5 on Friday and Saturday, and 9 to 4 on Sunday. And last year we got hit pretty hard on Friday and again on Sunday by weather. So that's certainly can impact attendance. But we generally hit around our 30,000 number for the 3 days. And I think, you know, I heard you say earlier that the shows that you've attended and participated in, talking to folks, that there's a real positive attitude. We're sure seeing that with the interest that we're getting from our exhibitors and the people that we're talking to. We've sold more space than we have in recent years, and there's a real buzz as far as agriculture is concerned in general. So we're looking for a very positive experience for the exhibitors and the attendees at this year's show. And I think attendance will be, we're looking for a record crowd this year, actually.
Well, we'll do our part to try to get them there. And, you know, you mentioned the educational sessions. Ken talked me into helping with that. So we're going to do a couple of them, one on Friday, one on Saturday. I don't remember the time. I think it's late morning. But to talk about how farmers can use social media to help speak out on behalf of their industry and maybe help some non-farm folks better understand where their food comes from. So that's great. Something we've seen is a popular topic right now with, and in fact, you know, when it comes to social media, we can mention that you have your website, westernfarmshow.com, but you're also now active on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and also on Twitter, where you can be found at Western Farm Show. So glad to see that those mechanisms are being employed there to help promote the show and communicate what's going on, and because that's kind of what we're all about, and looking forward to doing some of that while we're out there.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it too, Chuck. I mean, it's an area that I think there's growing interest in. I need to attend your seminar for sure, just to learn as much more as I can about what's going on there. I think one of the other things is that we've got to do a better job in agriculture, or telling just what you said and what your seminar is going to be about, telling our story. The people who seem to be anti agriculture and do as much as they can to promote really the demise of agriculture, mm-hmm. are much more organized and seem to be better at the PR aspects of telling their story than we are. And I guess maybe part of that's we're busy doing what we do, which is, you know, raise livestock and grow crops and feed the world. But we've got to do better at that. So I would encourage, and we started some of that last year at our show with our Food and Fuel Forum, and we'll take it to another level this year, I think, with your seminar and some of the other activities that we're planning at the show.
So can you tell us, for those who want to go, I know that you need tickets, and what's the deal on tickets for this year, especially since you've got the tractor pull?
Well, one of the things that was started 50 years ago is with our members, who again are located throughout Kansas, Missouri, and the rest of the Midwest, and Oklahoma, Texas, and the Southwest. Those members have discount coupons available at their dealerships, which are good for $3 off the admission price. Admission's $8 if you have the discount coupon. Admission is $5. Children 12 and under are free. You can also go online to Ticketmaster.com and purchase tickets through Ticketmaster. But obviously, one of the things that, because the show is owned by the dealer association, the general intent with the very first show 50 years ago was to drive folks to the dealerships to get the discount coupons and then come to the show, view the displays and look at products, and then go back to their local communities and their local dealers to make their purchases. But those tickets are available, and there's information again. You mentioned our website at www.westernfarmshow.com, and there's also information about tickets there and places to stay in Kansas City and other events that take place in Kansas City the same weekend as the farm show.
Great. Well, anything else that we didn't touch on here that we might want to point out as we look ahead to the show?
Yeah, probably the other thing is you mentioned the tractor pull. And again, if you go to our website, westernfarmshow.com, there's a link to about information about tickets to the tractor pull. And again, the tractor pull will be held on Friday and Saturday night after the Western Farm Show closes, and it's right there in the same complex at Kemp Arena, which is a great facility. Should be a first-class event. We're working closely with, as I said earlier, with Doug Roberts of the Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pulling Association. Doug's a very well-known in the tractor pulling industry, and his association is first class, so we're really excited about this event, and I think we're going to start something that hopefully will last many, many years.
Great. Yeah, it's I'm looking forward to it because
they're
a lot of fun, and you know, especially when you've got that indoor arena that you're going to have, as well as for the show at this time of year. You couldn't do it otherwise, I'm sure. But all right, well, thank you very much. We're looking forward to it, and that is Jeff Flora. He's CEO of the Southwestern Association, which puts on the Western Farm Show. We're heading towards the 50th anniversary of that here coming up in late February, and that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.